Well, look, just before we go tonight, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse, Paul Toohey, writing for News Limited last week, made the very valid point that the Commission spent 4 years probing numerous religious organisations, but made no inquiries into Islam. It investigated Catholics, Anglicans, Pentecostals, Jewish, Jehovah's Witnesses, obscure cults, sporting groups, the entertainment industry. It's published no information on sexual abuses against children within Islam, the third largest religion in Australia. And the lawyer Peter Kelso, who's represented 15 survivors of Christian institutions, wrote to the Commission asking if it had looked at abuse from within Islam, particularly relating to forced child marriage and female genital mutilation and child sex. Mr. Kelso received no answers from the Commission, which prompts the question. He said, "We know there are underage Muslim girls being pressured into things they don't want to do. I'm happy to suggest the Royal Commission is deliberately avoiding any investigation into Islamic institutions." Ross, is there one rule for Muslims and another for the rest?
Well, there seems to be. They seem to be conspicuous by their absence. I see Rita Panahi tweeted my attention to a Malaysian Member of Parliament who has just given a fairly passionate defence of child marriage, saying that, you know, a nine-year-old girl is perfectly capable of fulfilling the sort of marital role. I just point out that you have a different quality, a different type of problem in the Islamic context, in the sense that there is in many places, there is a sense in which people believe this is not a crime, this is not an offence, this is not something which is wrong.
But if you're in this country, you adhere to Australia's values and to Western values. You are a member of Australia or you're not, and those values, I would have thought, we're under the umbrella of Australian values, Heather.
Absolutely, and I think unless we as a society accept that children have to be treated equally and fairly, which means to protect them, to protect their innocence and their rights and their well-being, then we are a deeply skewered society.
Look, I just think this is an unreconciled issue. We know that there is child marriage taking place in the city of Sydney virtually every day.
But sorry to interrupt you there. Isn't there a wider issue here? And the wider issue is the one we alluded to last night. Who's going to defend Western values? This is Australia. You come to Australia, I think, in this country, we're colourblind and we're racially blind. We couldn't really care. But we're not behaviourally blind. And there are certain behaviours that Australians won't accept. And these sorts of things are part of those behaviours. And quite frankly, I mean, that's what the courts are for. I mean, these things are illegal within the context of the Australian legal system.
Well, they may be, Alan, but, I mean, when was the last time? I was talking to the head of a major educational institution in Australia who takes foreign students, and he was telling me, he just sat down with one of his master's students and said, "Well, tell me about your life." And he said, "Oh, well, I've just taken a second wife." And he said, "Well, how is it? How does that happen?" And he pointed out that the second wife is paid for by Centrelink. The first wife he pays for, the second wife's... And that was how he got the parents' permission in Pakistan to bring her in the first place.
Oh, there you are. It's Australia. And we don't have a problem, do we? Like hell, we don't. Heather, thank you for joining us. Heather Brown-Pascoe. Roscoe, thank you for joining us as well. We'll be back to do it all again next week with Jones & Co. Thank you for joining us tonight. Have a good week and we'll see you next week. All the best. Bye-bye.
This is Jones & Co. on Sky News Live.